This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China says 17 more people have become infected with a new coronavirus strain. This is fanning fears it will spread further as hundreds of millions of people travel to celebrate the upcoming Lunar New Year. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are now screening for the virus at three airports. More from VOA's Michelle Quinn.
Families wait in the San Francisco airport arrival lobby as passengers on a flight from Wuhan, China, go through a health screening to see if they have flu-like symptoms that may be linked to a virus that has alarmed health officials worldwide. Johnny Tang, a tech worker in Silicon Valley, was waiting for his parents to visit.
Because they know there was a planned visit to here, then I think for the past week they just stay in home to avoid any contact of any potential risk.
The virus is believed to have started in Wuhan, a city in central China. It belongs to the same family of coronaviruses that include severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. SARS killed nearly 800 people globally during an outbreak 17 years ago. It also started in China. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Military sources say more than 80 Yemeni soldiers have been killed and scores injured in a missile and drone attack blamed on Houthi rebels in central Yemen. Saturday's strike follows months of relative calm in the war between the Iran-backed Houthis and Yemen's internationally recognized government, which is backed by a Saudi-led military coalition. SpaceX will try again in less than an hour to test its emergency escape system on its new crew capsule. High wind and waves at the recovery site forced the company to scrub Saturday's test. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong police fired tear gas Sunday at thousands of protesters gathered in a public park. Police in riot gear made several arrests as the authorized protest in Chatter Garden turned into a march on the streets near the city's Legislative Council building. This is the latest in a series of anti-government protests held regularly since June in opposition to a proposed bill that would have allowed Hong Kong citizens to be extradited to the mainland. Germany is bringing together the key players in Libya's long-running civil war today in Berlin. The goal is to curb foreign military meddling, solidify a ceasefire, and help relaunch a political process to determine the North African nation's future. The bodies of the 11 Ukrainians who died when an Iranian missile shot down a passenger plane have arrived in Ukraine for a farewell ceremony. They were among the 176 people killed in the January 8th catastrophe when a Ukrainian Airlines plane heading to Kiev was brought down shortly after takeoff from Tehran. Meanwhile, the Iranian official leading the investigation appeared to backtrack Sunday on plans to send the flight recorders abroad for analysis, a day after saying they would be sent to Kiev. He said Iran is working to recover the data and cabin recordings and that it may send the flight recorders to Ukraine or France, but as of yet, they have made no decision. The U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump have filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment, calling the charges against Mr. Trump a dangerous attack on Americans and their right to vote. President Trump's impeachment trial starts Tuesday in the Senate. Forecasters are warning of severe storms in Australia's fire-hit state of Victoria. Recent heavy rains have dampened many of the country's bushfires, but also led to power cuts and road closures. Meanwhile, Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports tourists are beginning to return to the country.
Coming into dock, the first cruise ship returned to bushfire-ravaged Kangaroo Island in Australia on Sunday. Kangaroo Island is renowned for its wildlife, but the recent bushfires have burnt more than 200,000 hectares of land, putting several species at risk. For passengers, supporting the local economy is a top priority.
And we just want to come ashore to spend some money and to try and help the locals.
The Australian government also said on Sunday it will allocate more than $50 million to the country's lucrative tourism industry. Tourism accounts for more than 3% of the country's annual economic output.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy, and I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.